NATO warplanes attacked Libya's capital of Tripoli last night after thousands of troops loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi moved toward Misrata, shelling the rebel-held western city along their advance. NATO defense ministers met in Brussels yesterday, but there were few signs of willingness to intensify their Libya mission, which has so far failed to oust Gaddafi as leader of this oil-producing North African desert state. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels has this report.
NATO has called for the international community to help Libya establish a new form of government, saying Muammar Gaddafi's days in power are coming to an end. The embattled leader showed no sign of giving up as his forces shelled the rebel-held city of Misrata. The UN-backed coalition has intensified its airstrikes in Tripoli in an effort to force Gaddafi from power and protect Libyan civilians from his forces. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen said that he cannot remain in power as Libya's leader.
Let me stress, it is the people of Libya who will shape the country's future. And the time to start planning is now, because Gaddafi's reign of terror is coming to an end, and we must be prepared for when it is over.
UN spokesman Martin Nasirki said the UN special envoy to Libya is meeting with both sides to urge a solution.
He urged them to share their views with the United Nations regarding a transitional period that will allow for a political process that meets the legitimate aspirations of the Libyan people. And today, in Benghazi, Mr. Al-Khatib discussed those same issues with the transitional National Council leader, Mr. Jalil. The objective is to determine how best to help the Libyan parties agree on a transition linked to a political process that would end the fighting in the country.
Western and Arab nations meet in Abu Dhabi on Thursday to focus on what one U.S. official called the end game for the Libyan leader. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.